This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, Hagutvach. So we're holding over here in Perikes. So he had spoken about the Brisbane Apsorim in general, the different things that appeared there and so on. Now he's going to speak more specifically about the Gzeira of What did HaKadosh Baruch, like, why did they deserve it? There's no understanding of what the chet is. So that's Ramban's pshat. He has on that. So a lot of kashas on it. If it was true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically told him that all that punishment is coming because of it, how in the world did he repeat it? If this was specifically for that, then how could Avram repeat it? How Yitzhak do it, and so on? There's another pshat that people say, and So they want to learn that it has to do with the Bechiras Yosef. So he's very sharp in his criticism. He doesn't mince words. So he said it's a mashal, like you see a painting that looks very lifelike and very real, but when you get closer to it, it's nothing. It's empty, it's just a painting. Because these pshatim at first glance seem to be very nice until you get closer to it. There was an old yid when I was growing up. He told me that there was a malamed from Europe, a famous malamed, who used to teach boys in America. I've heard from a few people, Rabbi Kalfus, I have no idea who it is, what it is. And he used to say, Amerikaner Frimkatz is a movie. The American Frimkeit is like a movie. It dances, it sings and jumps, but when you try to touch it, it's a schmata. That was this, it's a schmata. So it's just, I guess it's on the same point. It's very nice, it looks very good, until you examine it closely, and then it falls apart. It's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged a series of events that brought out Mitzrayim, but not the other way around. So he's very annoyed, and this is going to be his main problem with Rashi also. He's very annoyed with the idea that Chazal spoke about this problem. They said two or three shittas, and people are saying, like, What's like I understand something. Torah comes to Torah Shebaal Peh. So you that's the way to go is to take the Chazal and try to be maimic in there. That's really his issue over here. If it would have been one door, then okay, we understand they need a certain kapara. I mean, you're talking about an incredible catastrophe for Klal Yisrael. Al teimashay yisrum shel ava kli amarikoy sevshisku l'mayla gdeila kivshayisru galusim tzerosim. So that doesn't make sense either. Ata oshuv al divrei chachamim and ahav manim v'aburim amisana adai chachma. So now he says, so let's go back to Chazal, see what Chazal say, and let's try to learn it up. Perek Haber Dor Amar Vuv Nei Manash Avram Avinam Shlab Abonav Masayim Vesashonim Yutnei Shos Angari V'tamir Chachomim Shenema Vayor Chanichov Yilidei Beisoy. Shmuel says, Hifriz Lamed Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Ma'eda Yosef Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Milovoi Geir Tachina Shenema Tanya Nefesh HaKush Kachlo. So basically, there's Chazal point three different areas finding fault with Avraham. Regimo deis bin zeh, v'kulam tamal davar chet. So A, they're all saying it's a chet. V'dafke bechet Avraham, and it's Avraham's a chet. Ve'kikvar manaloch b'nai k'mar shorish v'ikidim shkakol. And the reason is because when you're trying to explain some event that happened to a large nation, finding some root cause is much, much better than specifics. In other words, if I say that there's a genetic predisposition in a certain group of people, then I've identified a root factor that affects a large group of people. So because Avram is the Sheresh, so any pgam in Avram automatically is manifest in Klal Yisrael, and that's where it had to take place. You can't have, if there is some genetic defect in the root of the family, it'll be by everybody. The reason why Bechlal HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram what's going to happen, it's not curiosity, but it's because Avram is the root of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's him in a certain sense. L'chach nirmas is a kol ha-golis, the golis is ha-avad, and that's why we find the root of all golis. Ala af shibud kol ha-malchis, from Shadosh Chazal, ve-gam l'rabbe shibud sh-ha-malchis. Ba-dini mo'em, k'mashar ha-kadosh baruch hu l'Avram shibud Mitzrayim, Kahel is Shibu Kal Malchis, Kakol and Nimshachman Ashurish, Verler Kalish Mashazari. The Kach Daitam Zal Gamkin Shahet Nim to Avram Shashurish will Kach Nim to Mazari. I want to add a point about this. So he's going to make a point that Avram Avinu's Mida was short of having a Mida which you can build in a klal on. It was lacking, and that lacking is presented itself in these three inyanim that Chazal mentioned, and therefore we needed to be metaken it. We couldn't become a klal until we finished rehabilitating whatever it was that we were missing. That's the pshat that he says. That explains the first Mitzrayim, because he explains that Golz Mitzrayim is because of a shortcoming as opposed to an aveir per se. But the other Goliaths are certainly Goliaths that came because of Averis. And we have no shortage of Nevi'im castigating us. So how do you understand those? So I think the pshat is the other Goliaths were shown to us birimisa. In other words, Golos Mitzrayim, Abama Shana, and Dorevi, it's spelled out. There's no two ways about it. That's the pshat of that nevuah. So the other ones, Rambam is like, Chazal say that this Ema is this, Hashem is this, and so on. The when something is birimisa, it means that the potential is there, but it's not 100% certain. So Lamashal, let's say if I build a building and structurally the foundation cannot support the building, so then I make a statement that this is going to crash. That statement stands true. And the pillars cannot hold up the weight of the house, so it's collapsing. There are, however, lamashal, I can say that it's made of a material that tends to corrode when it becomes wet. So it's not as if Basher Husham it's collapsing. I'm saying it has a propensity to corrode away, because a lot of times water gets into it and then the water wears it down and so on. So I can't make a definitive statement that it's going to collapse, but I can make a statement that it's going to move in that direction, that it'll probably happen that way. So the chet in the Goliath, the other Goliaths, there's a weakness in Chai Yisrael that could lead it. So if they would not have they had full bechira not to do it, and we say it, galim, so we blame it on HaTorim. But so we had bechira, but if there was a reason, the weakness would be, these were the areas of weakness. Masha Ein Kein, the Golos Mitzrayim was an absolute must, as I'll explain, because it's something that it's something missing be'etzem. Umasha Hikshakech Efshashi Avram Nenash Avram So Veloitira Kolela. So I mean, if he was the main, if he was the one who did an avera, why is he niftu b'seva and we all have to suffer? He so the Barbanel asks his kasha, and he doesn't understand that he's a boomerang. I mean, he said that the reason is because the Bnei Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov, sold the brothers. So why did everybody else suffer and they just had it fine? It's an expression in Gemara says that with the same. With the same spoon that the craftsman carved a spoon, he's going to eat spices which are going to burn his tongue. In other words, basically, you dug your own grave type of thing. Right? So it doesn't make any sense. The Shvatim, it went to Mitzrayim, had a great time, and then the kids had the problems. So the Shitoscha, how do you understand that? No. Ki af al pi af al gab shenigzal avram agolus. He said it had to wait for Yaakov for the following reason. Ki avram b'chal yordim Yaakov. He says a very interesting pshat. Since Golos Mitzrayim, and this is Lishitosai, where it's not so much, it's not a kapara on an avera, but it's a restructuring, something that was missing in Chai Yisrael. So he says we wanted to wait until we had Klal Yisrael only. Had Yishmael or Esav gone down, then they would have been included in the nation of anyone who went through the Korahita of Mitzrayim would be included, and they were not meant to be included. V'ata yesh chaladas ki lo shayach shibud afgez b'Avram ki kva yedua ki Avram ikibin ya oylam, shereshul nivra oylam, ve'ein roye she Avram ger, ger. So he says another point that the kiyum could not be in Avram yet. So this would be again the shitasai, where it's a structural defect. So it's of the madrega where. So let's take the same example again. A person, let's say a person's genes are affected, but the person himself is not affected. The Avraham Avinu is the shoresh of everything. And it's only by extension, as the doyrus come out, that there could be that this flaw could come out. So it's included theoretically. So he says it's not a question of who deserved it. It couldn't be Chal Navram. It was something that would only start appearing in the Anofim. So again, had Klal Yisrael not gone yet to, so it's just like something like in the Marshall in Shabbos, you have a Klirishna, Klisheni, Klishlishi. So the when you take something off the fire, it loses it's losing heat. So I can certainly say that you've now started a process where the water will be cool. But when it's the Klirishna that you took off the fire, it still is quite hot. When you pour to Klisheni, it's much less hot. When you pour to Klishishi, it's not hot. So the here also it very close to the base of Klal Yisrael, Avram and even Yaakov, they could not be hal this the Golus. It was only when it started branching out to Ayin Nefesh, to the stage of Ayin Nefesh. So he says, Nefesh. Once it started developing, now there are certain common areas, which means you could fall under their shlita. So Kol Zman, they're still in this kernel stage, when it's Avram, when it's the Avis or the Shvatim themselves. It's still at a stage of not being able to be affected, but the minute it starts branching out, it becomes key. I can draw a certain parallel, I guess, that might be interesting. When we have the Marshal, or whatever you want to call it. So Kol Zman, the Olam HaYeshivas, is a little koil someplace. So the koil itself is a world on its own. It's not affected all that much by anything around. It's living in its own bubble. It's possible to live in its own bubble because it's a tiny seed. But as that begins to develop and grow in numbers and in variety, you get people that are more and more straddling both worlds. They're working a little bit, they're into this, into that. You move on to a place where you are living on the same plane as the other people, and therefore the issues arise in that stage. So Kolzman was still the stage of obvious or even just Shvatim. In a certain sense, we're not Shaykh to Masoilam. We're our own world, we're not Shaykh. But as we develop and become as more and more branches, so there are branches that interact in the same plane. So, Marshall, let's go back to Marshall. Let's say I have a koil where all they do is sit and learn, they get support from the outside. So their contact of that those people with the world around is minimal. But as people begin to develop and they become part-time this, part-time that, involved in this, involved in that, you bachreach begin to play on the same field, and then you get and then you get potentially interactions. Because Shay Yisrael Shivim Nefesh, Azumas Mesayim, Ashash Umas, Mesayim Shivim is already a number. It's a type of existence that has shaykhs to Musa Olam. The Shivim Umos means it's a certain stage of development that it has that. I think we shot him Kimshin Umos Madigas Mesazer, the Efshim Mesayim Shabbat Yisrael. So this was like a unique bubble. It had no shaykhs to that. So he says a very important aside, nothing can affect something else unless there's a common denominator. This is Pashit A in a sense, very obviously, for someone to hit me, we both have to be in proximity to each other. That's Pashit. But even more than that, if let's say we would be stuck, I don't know, in Indonesia. And somebody yells slurs at us, whatever it is, and we're put down the paper. We don't read the language. We have no shaykhs with their nation. We're our own thing. So the only areas that someone can affect me is my body or you know the place I live. But there's no emotional connection, no emotional interaction. Nothing that sort of interacts. Masha'in Kane, once I start becoming acculturated and I become somewhat part of it, so now there's common space and I can be affected. This is a very, it's the same way, for instance, the East European Jewry, especially, I mean, the ones that were very closed in, what the world thought of them and so on and wrote about them, whole. They didn't really care much. It wasn't their world, and it was like the Mars, and that's it. So obviously, you could hurt somebody by throwing stuff at them. You could hurt somebody by hitting. But in terms of an emotional turmoil of what the press says about us and what we think is that, as in the countries where people were more and more urbanabrius with the goyim, and certain those countries where they strove for that, right, in Western Europe and so on. That was extremely difficult. There was a lot of friction because we lived in the same world. It's both ways. When someone sees me as a total bubble, ice and that, he can make fun of me, whatever it is, but it doesn't really irritate that way. But when somebody who is different is trying to get onto the field that I'm playing on, that evokes a lot of times a lot more of a hostile reaction. So.
Is this related to Rav Putner's Yesod in Purim that the Nekudat have dollars by things that are similar? So there's for one thing to be the Nekudat have dollars for one thing to be piled on the other thing. So but it's only if they're bemis very similar.
So you said that usually the word like seichel nivdal means something that is the etzim totally. So it's kodesh l'chol, those are two different worlds. I mean, the word Abdullah, the way it's used that way, usually tends to talk about things distinguishing between things that physically are the same. So I have to be mavdal. The mavdal is because every day is exactly like the other day, and its havdalah lies in content, in something which is not tangible. Here I'm talking about just to interact. We have to be in the same. We have to occupy a similar space in every sense of the word. So the less the more the other person is. is different, the less somebody pointed out once a Dava Pashit, all the friction between the different groups, for instance, the Dati Lumi community does not run into clashes with the Natura Karta. They're too far apart. It's like two worlds. The Natura Karta is always picking fights with the Ada. The Ada is picking fights with Aguda. Aguda is picking fights with Dati Lumi, and so on. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot more subdivisions, so we can pick more fights. We can do with the Peleg, and we can do the Peleg and the Peleg. And it's Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us many opportunities. But the point is, you have to. I once a long time ago. I don't think his observation was right, but maybe I was I, a very long time ago. There was a Yerushalmi Chassidish. It was a Lal v'Chazar, I think. He was doing some computer program for. He was doing something for me, whatever it was. And at that time, Rav Shach had come out against Chabad with his vehement attacks, and he said the reason why Rav Shach is so against Chabad is because they're the Chassidim closest to the literature. They're the most similar to the literature. I don't think that that's the, I don't think that he was right about that, but whatever it is, but it was an interesting point. He said the arena, in order for there to be an arena of combat, there has to be a common space. So he says, So when they began to become Shivim Nefesh, that's where they began to interact in a way where the shibuk could be chal when they were already developed. That's the point he's making. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. So we'll take a break till the Mitzvah Shem and Chag Kosher Sameach. Now we have a little bit in Yanim Yayim and in Yanim that we learned. Okay.